It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
Okay, Will, so would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Tom Helfrich of Sacramento. I said, think of a common sign seen along a highway. Rearrange the letters to name something inside a car. And the answer is rest area. And you can rearrange those letters to make rear seat.
Oh, okay. So this seemed a bit tough for the listeners. But out of just over 250 entries, Jeff Wood of Madison, Wisconsin is our puzzle winner. Congratulations, Jeff.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be here.
And so how long have you been playing the puzzle?
I think as far back as the late 1980s.
Oh, wow. So you were there at the beginning. You might have been there at the beginning.
Yes. The memories are a little fuzzy.
Yeah, it was a long time back. So what do you like to do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I'm a pretty busy primary care physician, but outside of that, my partner and I love doing anything outdoors. We hike a lot and bird watch and wildlife watch.
That's a very busy life, especially being a primary care physician. And I mean, I don't like the bird watching. That's because, you know, I don't like those birds, but I like that you keep an eye on them.
Know your enemy.
Exactly. But Jeff, if you could do all that, I know you could do the puzzle. But I got to ask, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes, I am.
Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Jeff and Aisha, this is a good two-person puzzle. I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence conceals the name of a U.S. city phonetically. For example, if I said, any good auctioneer can rebuff a lowball offer, you would say Buffalo, which is hidden phonetically inside rebuff a lowball.
Oh, boy.
Okay, stunned silence. Here we go. Number one. Before pitching a ball, can a southpaw tuck it under his armpit? And it's a city in Rhode Island.
Would it be Pawtucket?
Pawtucket is it. The demolitionists want to tear a hotel down.
Terre Haute, Indiana.
Excellent. The Hawaiian film director plans to dub ukulele music into the soundtrack. It's a city in Iowa.
Oh, Dubuque.
Dubuque, you got it. Amanda got a bunch of steady catering gigs. It's a city in both Illinois and Georgia.
Oh, I think I know this one.
Go ahead, Aisha.
Is it Decatur?
Decatur, yeah. Decatur, Illinois and Decatur, Georgia.
Oh, good. Very good. Thank you, Aisha.
Nice going. That's not the way coherent thoughts are produced. It's a city in Texas. That's not the way coherent thoughts are produced.
Oh, Waco.
Waco is it. Maggie is the most serene au pair we've ever had. It's a city in Nevada. Maggie is the most serene au pair we've ever had.
Reno.
Reno is it. Given your perfect SAT scores, I'd rate you genius level academically. City in Oregon. Given your perfect SAT scores, I'd rate you genius level academically.
In Oregon. Oh my gosh. Given your...
And it's toward the second half of the sentence. I'd rate you genius level.
Genius. Rate you genius. Eugene, Oregon.
Eugene, Oregon. Good.
Yeah.
And here's your last one. It's an easy one. Bullwinkle would sometimes be Little Rocky in old cartoons.
And that would be Little Rock, Arkansas.
Little Rock, Arkansas. Good job.
Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. That was tricky, but once you get the hang of it, it's not too bad. But I'm glad that you were able to get the vast majority of these because it's a little tricky, right? How do you feel?
Well, like most people, I feel relieved and exhilarated.
They're pretty fun. You did a great job.
Well, thank you for your help. You saved me.
Oh, no problem. So for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Jeff, what member station do you listen to?
mainly WHA here affiliated with the University of Wisconsin.
That's Jeff Wood of Madison, Wisconsin. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you both. Happy holidays.
Same to you. Okay, Will, so what is next week's challenge?
Yes, a muffler is part of an automobile. It's also the name of something you can wear. Think of two other parts of automobiles that are also things you can wear, and these two words have the same number of letters and the same first two letters in the same order. What are they? So again, two parts of an automobile that are also things you can wear, and these two words have the same number of letters and the same first two letters. What are they?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, December 7th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and the puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.